Welcome to the Safety Third Podcast. Today we have a special guest that for this morning, what did you eat for breakfast?
Bagel.
She ate bagel for breakfast.
A woman of many words, Audrey Ember.
Thing that Ian likes when I play with the little metal thing here.
Bellevue is meant to hold the mics on a tripod that we literally
have. His eardrums explode just now.
Have we ever had stands for these, or have we always held them?
At this point, too afraid to feel.
What is the point of having a stand?
Exactly. I guess so. It could, I don't know, like come down from somewhere, and then we'd have two hands free to high five.
To touch each other.
We can do this instead.
Oh.
Jesus.
I can already tell that sounds great.
I see sorry,
blood
Ian.
Running down his neck right now.
Out of his ears and under his
Well, I mean, you've been here before. What's new, Audrey?
I work for you now.
Yes!
Woo!
Audrey Ember is my producer now.
Oh, God.
And you guys are producing garbage.
It's so, pronounced so how's cum. It's pronounced C-U-M.
Come.
Oh my God.
What has it been like for you? I'm afraid to ask.
Terrifying.
That's why I haven't asked you until now.
That's why we're here to
it's okay.
Intimidate you into giving a nice answer.
This is a safe space.
And it's recorded, awful. So you can use it as evidence.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
She's like, I keep saying it, but nobody's listening.
I said it three times.
What's so scary about it? What's so terrifying about it, Audrey?
It's working for you.
Yeah!
Woo! I'm kidding. These are kind of jokes.
Okay, kind of jokes. That's good.
I mean, I had no idea what to expect going into it, so.
Me neither. I.
There weren't high. Like, I just didn't know what to expect at all.
I think it's been, for me, really, really nice just to even have, like, another person in the room. Because, I mean, you've, like, I was kind of scared to, like, show you the full extent of it at first.
The process.
The true deranged nature.
You know,
nature.
Sometimes when you're used to working alone, especially, like, when you're editing, you get used to, like, kind of an insane workflow where you like talk to yourself and you walk around in circles and you just like,
yeah,
it makes me want to do like a shot in a video where I'm like doing something to the camera and then it cuts to a second camera and it shows me looking at like the main camera and you're like, oh, that's yeah. Actually what's happening.
Yeah. And so I was actually, it took me a few weeks to even like sort of like
build up the courage,
yeah, to have you over when I was actually trying to edit. And now you've just seen the entire thing.
It's and like, now you walk yeah. in circles with it, this, me there.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like it's a really bad analogy, but it's kind of like, you know, you see somebody naked. And then yeah. at that point, like, you've already seen them naked, so whatever. You just...
And now they just take their clothes off all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Or the first time you fart in a relationship.
Yes. And then you're like,
you break
okay,
the
we're
seal.
Doing this now. You
yeah.
break the seal.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way I announced it last time in a relationship was I said... What would happen if I farted now? And then I didn't let her answer, I just let it rip.
And then I shit my pants.
And I gotta tell you, it just, yeah, it broke the seal. After that, like, yeah. it was just understood that I could do that now.
Did she start farting?
Yeah.
No, it's something about...
I don't think women fart.
How much do you fart, Audrey?
This is actually a great question. We can ask her all sorts of questions. Do women fart?
No.
Okay, so...
I knew it.
She's too quick for us.
That's impressive.
She's really
that's impressive.
She knows,
wow.
She knows how to.
She saw right through us.
I know. It's because she's been with Alan.
I could. Well, you've seen the whole thing. I don't know. Like, what is it like? Because you were making YouTube videos. Like when you were the last time you were on the podcast, you were making YouTube videos, and like I'm sure you had like your own process. Like I've never seen you do that. I guess. Which makes me feel even
Let's
weirder
hope that
now.
That doesn't happen. Oh. It only goes one way.
Is it worse than what he does?
No. I think it's similar. Am I saying mine is worse? I think it's similar. I just don't pace.
Okay. Yeah. I get a lot of miles in. I get a lot of.
I got a video out of somebody's
of
pacing. in the middle of the night on the floor above, not being able to sleep because they were trying to make a video.
I do the same thing. I just don't pace.
There's something about, I mean, you know, I don't know what it's like for, like, when you live with Michael, but it's, I don't know, it just feels like something about the, like, there's like a monkey caveman thing going on.
You saw me doing,
like,
it earlier.
Yeah.
When you're like, on the phone or something.
Yeah.
In different,
like,
areas.
It just feels like like, if you're physically getting somewhere, then you can, like, mentally get somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, it sounds stupid, but I think our brains are pretty broken overall in general, so it's like, you just gotta let it do its thing. It's like fidgeting, you know?
It's kind of incredible when you really think about it that, like, none of the stuff we do, like, none of the things we have are meant to do any of those things.
No. Yeah, like, when you were evolving to make YouTube videos over billions of years, or I actually don't know how long it was.
Weeks.
Over 6,000 years.
So, I mean, I have a hard time believing that, like, you will, like, just swear into the open air, but minus the pacing, and that's the same process for you.
Or is it more just like a quiet stewing? Like depression?
Silently, just slowly.
I'm one of those too.
Slowly dissolving on the inside like a fly in a spider.
I feel like I do it in spurts.
Okay.
I'll actually leave and then come back. So I don't pace. Like, maybe I just don't have enough room to pace. Maybe if I did have room,
maybe if I got paid more and I could get a bigger apartment, I could pace Alan.
Well, no. That's not gonna happen. She knows what she signed up for. I don't feel bad about it.
It's too expensive to be able to pace in a house in LA. That's what outside is for.
It's fine.
Have you learned anything?
I think so. I mean, yes, I've learned a lot. I think I can literally see a direct correlation, like, in my new stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, worse or better? Good or bad?
Better.
Good.
Yeah, better.
Have you learned what to do or what not to do?
I feel like basic storytelling.
Yeah. What were you doing? Like, what were you doing before?
Not basic. Just chaos. No, like, before I was doing vlogs, and I think vlogs, it's easy to get to over or not put in story because you're just documenting. And like, we were talking a lot about, like, people who grew up with YouTube, they kind of just, like, see what YouTubers do and then emulate it instead of, like, actually
trying to, like, analyze
different
it.
Arranged.
Yeah.
You know what I've learned?
What?
This is probably advice for anyone who's trying to do YouTube. All you have to do, and I've told you this before, you just sort of open your mouth and start talking.
And you just,
somebody's gonna listen to it,
figure it, like, out later.
Yeah, it's called what, Stack Overflow, right? Where your memory, essentially your bank fills up, and so you start kind of pulling from the wrong memory. You just if you start going, eventually things come out, and it's kind of sort of weird and deranged, and people are like, they look at you like, oh, there's something wrong with this guy, and it's entertaining to watch.
It's incredible if you go back to, like, you know, like a big YouTuber and you find their earliest videos. The difference in, like, the way they speak and their facial expressions. And, like, an early Mark Rober video, like, you can tell he's just, hey, guys, today I'm trying to, like, you can tell just, like, it's a normal, that's normal. That's no, real Mark Rober.
And, like, the reason was, like, good morning, viewers! It's me, Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's his true self.
Captain like, Crunch. YouTube allowed him to open up into his true self.
Like a butterfly expanding.
Exploding.
Exploding out of a cocoon.
Exploding in bloody guts out of its cocoon. I'm really excited to see in the next couple of years then you explode out of your cocoon and become Captain Crunch.
That is the goal.
Aye, Captain. So what about, you want to tell us about your recent video you made? It got posted in the one of the Discord servers, and I started laughing because the title made it look like you were getting canceled.
Oh, you made the video about
and
working with him?
And Jersey was just like question marks, like thought I was just being disrespectful about her video. And then I had to explain that it looked like you were getting canceled in the title. And I don't think anybody really understood what I was trying to say.
I just put question marks after it was posted in there. No, I know exactly what you meant.
I think it was a good title. I approved the title. I was like, go for it, because I think it's like, you know, I like the implication, and like, I think the video, like, if you pay it off, like people complain all the time about like clickbait or whatever, but it's like, I think if you if you get people on board with the video and then you don't do exactly what's in the title thumb, but you do a good job of something, doing something else, that no one will complain about clickbait. Yeah.
What was the title? I missed the video.
My dream job turned out to be my worst nightmare. But like, I didn't put Alan anywhere in there.
It's Alan's face with a big red X to it.
Damn, that's what I should have done.
It's his fuck Alan pants.
That's what I should have done.
You can always change the thumbnail. You can always change it after.
No, I won't put you. I'll put the snake legs. I don't know if that's worse.
I like the title. I like the title.
I think it's good.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it was like I think you could really tell in the video that like you are trying to like do something new and you're really trying to like actually like put lessons into practice, which is like I like.
I think another part of it is the sort of the worst experiences make the best stories. Mm-hmm. And the video is essentially about like an actual kind of like
struggle
or like journey. I mean, it sounds so, I don't like saying like journey, but like a through your life. But like, you know, it's an actual thing. Mm. Like, sort of being honest is usually the best storytelling.
Yeah.
And so having kind of gone through a little bit of like an actual real, you know, like kind of journey where it's like you know, you want to do YouTube and then you realize that it's, you know, this sort of not what you thought or whatever, and then you do something different, and then it kind of ends with like positive progression, which is like, you know, like that's like an arc, right? Mm-hmm. like dreams, falls.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, you know, how many of those like kind of things can you do? Like once a week I go through some new like, you know, life changing.
Definitely not. Yeah. So I think like, that's extremely bad. That'd be very toxic very quickly.
And a lot of people try to do that, and it's kind of funny when you see one that's like genuinely, you know, like kind of real and good. Like it works really well. It's just really hard to like replicate that with consistency. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like this problem we have with some of our videos too is like I'm trying to say I've got this problem that like this, and it's like, holy god, this guy's got a lot of problems.
Like every time with this asshole.
But like, god, he's just his life is falling apart.
It's just every week. It's just
like the real problem is like I need money to pay my bills, and so I'm gonna make a video about some other problem I have.
I feel like that's kind of what like Casey did back in the day with his vlogs.
It's like I quit for real this time or something like that. Just, like there's some channels that do it over and over again.
The only thing that gets
and Casey Neistat used to do like daily vlogs, right?
Yeah. Oh, that,
but
yeah.
He they were like story based though, like god. Every single one. So he'd take something like I can't pay my bills, mm-hmm. and that would be like the storyline for each of his vlogs.
I crapped my pants today. Starts with them skateboarding. Like, you know it's coming.
It started like any other day.
You might be wondering how I got here.
I have a hard enough time as it is coming up with like a sensible, like compelling story for a video every like 2 months at this point, basically. And you, like, you're coming from a world where people are doing things, like, if not daily, then, like, you know, multiple times a week or weekly, like, how do you decide that your life is interesting enough to do that?
You believe it is.
You look at the bill for rent in the mail, and you're like, yeah, today's the day.
Today's very interesting.
Today better be interesting. That was literally, like, a problem, though, with, like, that type of stuff, is that people just... There was just nothing to do, and they just started falling flat.
It's like when Casey moved to LA, I think what happened, because I remember him sort of like tweeting or making some videos about like, you know, oh, New York, there's so much more activity, so much. I think the problem was he found major success, sold the companies, moved to California, and then there was sort of no higher level goal in his life that was driving him to move. And then that lack of movement led to kind of a lack of stories to tell. And I think maybe for him it kind of felt like, oh, not being in New York is what caused the lack of stories. But I actually think that not having like a big goal is probably what caused that to stagnate.
I mean, he's vlogging now. Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts.
Every day?
Not every day, but like more consistently than he was. Like when he moved to LA, he was consistent for... couple months, and then it kind of stopped. So he's starting again, so it'll be interesting to see like how long it keeps going. Hopefully it keeps going. I don't
have
know.
To start beam two.
No.
Yeah,
Didn't you? You tried to make something for him like a long time ago, didn't you?
The hand thing.
Yeah, like the weird,
the creepy waving hand.
Yeah. Oh my!
Yeah.
I don't even. I remember it was like a servo motor, and I think I did like a the finger, like the flexure with like a cable in it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we got like a Halloween hand. It stuck in there. So it was just like it was like a trigger. It was like a kind of long gun that had a quarter 20 mount. You put the camera on it and then you pull the trigger and the hand is kind of in front of the lens.
So he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to wave anymore.
So it was like the creepy Casey Neistat that way.
Did it ever get to him?
Yeah, it did. And then they opened it, I think, with like the vlog squad, and then they like broke it, or it was broken or something. And he never put it together. And
how embarrassing.
For years I was like kind of like very, very sporadically communicating with him, trying to like go to New York and do something. I had this idea to make him a skateboard that was like a banana, like a giant banana, but like had wheels on it. Okay. It's just, that was like, that's old William Osmond.
Yeah. I miss the old William Osmond.
You're like, you miss banana skateboard William Osmond. And then it just never happened. That guy is like insane though. Like he's, I think, got Giga Squirrel brain.
Yeah.
Like, have you met him?
No. He did the wave at me once.
He did?
He did the little hand wave at you?
Yeah.
How does this make you feel?
That's all you need. You don't have to actually talk to him as long as you've got one of these going.
Does it matter kind of where I point it? Does it change how you feel?
I can feel it. Yeah.
I never even noticed the wave. That's like a thing that he always does.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's funny. It's just funny. Yeah. Like,
it's like, it's like, it's cut.
I feel bad making fun of it, but it's just kind of like the funny thing that he would do. Keep doing it. I'm not saying don't do it.
He watches it and never does it again. Oh, you bullied Casey.
Are we allowed to talk about some of your like upcoming videos? Because I know that we've got a couple of pitches that I think you're coming around to. Like
what?
I mean,
like, pitch it to us. Let's hear
my favorite one. I mean, you can take it
off. Is it the funeral?
No, it's stop saying I look like Tom Scott.
Oh.
Oh my God, yes. Or it's just I do not look like Tom Scott. And you're like angry. And it's like comments.
Because
like,
I mean, like there is like I don't know, maybe a little bit of, if there's a picture of Tom Scott here right now next to her face. Then
I will never escape now.
It's like a red X across his face. It just says, I do not look like Tom Scott. And it's a picture of you looking exactly like Tom Scott next to it.
You know, I asked my boyfriend this question and he said he saw the resemblance. So now I'm very sad.
No, I mean, it just means that. Well, actually, I don't know what it means. It means something, but I don't know.
Exactly. I think it means more about your boyfriend than it does about you.
True.
Is your boyfriend a big fan of Tom Scott?
I don't think so. Oh no.
I feel like we need a big picture, because you like. I feel like we're saying you look like Tom Scott's little sister. You don't actually look like Tom Scott.
Yeah.
You could be in the same family.
Yes. Yeah. The resemblance is there.
Yes.
In a familial way, not in like an exact way. Unless you ask your boyfriend, in which case he would say it's more of an exact.
She's making a face like she wants us to stop talking about Tom Scott.
I will never escape. There are like two comments now.
It's literally two people saying it. And they were both everyone.
And now it's 200.
No.
I think that would be a banger.
I think this is a great brand building opportunity for you, Audrey. You gotta take whatever shortcuts you can in this business.
Tom Scott keeps getting like comments now that say like, you look like Audrey Ember.
You look like Audrey Ember's older brother.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to, next time Tom is here, we gotta do something. I don't know what, but.
Just have them stand next to each other.
Yeah, I think that's the bare minimum.
No. I think that one of the other ones was making a camera with a cow's eyeball.
Oh, that was supposed to be a idea for a while, and it kind of fits the camera.
That's a good idea.
It's more like camera stuff. I think because we were talking about it, I think.
Remember we went to the Exploratorium?
I think that's when we first started talking about that, was we were visiting Simone to make up for me sleeping through the
flight.
The flight that I was supposed to take to visit her the first time. And we went to the Exploratorium, and like while we were dissecting the cow's eyeball, realizing that it was like,
oh, it's just a camera.
Yeah, it's just, there's just a lens. And if you had a way of like moving it forward and back, like you could probably take pictures through it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the F stop number of a? Of a
I know she's gonna find out.
Yeah.
I pitched that for Audrey.
I kind of want to do that.
I'm glad that you kind of want to.
Could you get like a whale eye or something?
I mean,
like a
really... legally.
I've looked into buying cow eyes.
It's yeah, easy. Is that easy?
It's... Don't even look into it. Just go to a butcher shop. Yeah, actually.
Ask for the eyes.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
Oh, what? Yeah. You did the laser cutting.
Yeah, yeah. They like do. They don't. They just. They throw the eyes away.
They
like,
just give
they'll
you
just
the
give
eyes.
You the eyes. Yeah. Oh,
shit. Yeah, that's
an eye guy.
Yeah. Get an eye guy.
You had an eye guy.
I have an eye. Yeah, I have an eye guy. It was in Santa Paula, I think.
And a finger guy. Well, that's Amazon. That's,
yeah. Jeff. Jeff got me those fingers.
Jeff, finger guy.
Jeff Bezos sold me my fingers. I mean, I didn't ask any questions. I needed them. So you take the cow eye.
I haven't really thought about it too much.
All right, let's walk through it right now. No, you know what? I like
you want
this.
It to be really fresh.
Yeah, pretty fresh.
Yeah,
pretty
fresh. As fresh as you can right get. Out the
like, just like...
Yeah. You ask me if you can be there when they take
the
eye.
Not the sound effect.
What's the first step? Okay, you've already got the eye. We don't have to walk us through the whole cow killing part.
Yeah.
Unless you want
good
to.
Exercise.
All right, how do we kill the cow?
Oh, I know. We rocket knife.
Okay, so you kill the cow with a rocket.
And also, the eyes come out naturally that way.
Yes.
Okay, so you got
the
eyes from killing the cow using a rocket knife. Then what? No, wait, no, you haven't taken the eyes out? No, yeah.
I think if we just,
I started looking up optics a while ago,
yeah.
And I stopped because it looks complicated.
Yeah.
But
I kind of just, like...
Step one is to put it literally in front of a camera.
Yeah.
But... You can't put the whole eye in front of the camera.
Do you stick the camera
in like first?
Do you stick the sensor in the eye or do you take the... Yeah, that's what you should do.
Exactly.
Right?
Because the retina's in the way, right?
Yeah, like the retina in the back of the eye is the part that is
you
the...
You cut it in half.
Yeah, you cut the eye in half, you take the front part, and then that's the part that like goes in front of the camera.
Like, is it actually just a lens you can pull out or is it like the whole...
There's only one way to find out, right, Audrey?
Oh, no.
We're going to take apart a cow.
It's going to be so nasty.
I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to put it back together.
I feel like sea creatures have an actual lens.
Big eyes?
Like a lens. Because I don't know. Like squids. I know squids have a lens in their eye for
squids
some reason. I don't
eyes?
Know why I know that. But
like a physical lens?
Like
a,
yeah,
like
a hard
lens?
Yeah, hard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do. Because I remember in class when we dissected them, you could
I think
eat
that's,
it.
Yeah.
What? You dissected a
squid yeah.
eye?
Yeah, and I was like, you could eat the eye. And I was like, okay.
I remember squid eye day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like a weird little marble. I don't know.
All we got were pig fetuses in my high school.
Oh, fetuses?
Yeah.
Big earthworms.
Fetal pigs.
We got cow eyes.
Big earth.
You got.
Big
you
earth.
Actually got cow eyes.
That big.
See, if you had stayed in school, girthy. You would have known yeah. more no. about eyes. Now
that was high school. Those,
wait. Can we change? I want to hear about big earthworms. Okay.
They have
so,
eyes.
I don't think. I don't know. I
is
didn't
like earthworm Jim. Like
they're real. They're that big.
Yeah. Oh
no.
Big. Imagine
what,
like
around.
Yeah. Like you know, like at least definitely thicker than a Slim Jim and just as long.
What's the difference between a giant worm and a snake?
Well, I don't think worms have eyes.
A worm, you could like it like will flop over really easily. A snake doesn't flop over.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, snakes, worms don't bite you. Snakes bite you when you try to cut them open.
Okay, so how do you test that?
There's only one
way. Cut them open? I don't know. It's like, it was pretty brutal.
So what? Okay. I would like you to walk us through this giant worm dissection.
So
were they already dead?
I think so. Yeah, but they weren't preserved.
Okay,
they were like fresh. They were big. I'm not even lying when I'm saying they were big worms. Like I'm not exaggerating here.
Like they're like a foot long, 2 feet long.
I would say like that long.
Okay, like that, 18 inches.
Yeah, 18 inches.
And then they're like
half inch,
like
thick.
A quarter,
half inch,
a half inch.
Yeah.
So they're really long.
I mean, when you cut them like long ways and you unfold, you unroll the worm.
It was how like old are you?
This is high school.
Jesus.
Like the teacher just comes in like,
smacks it on the desk. He's like, here you go.
Pops out. He's like, don't worry, I got a bunch more in the back. Okay, so like the teacher comes out with like a bag of jumbo worms.
Yeah.
And then like knives and stuff.
Yeah, like a lot of pins. Like you, a lot of pins.
Oh, so you pin it down.
Yeah, like a foam board.
Wait,
and then you like cut it open and you open it and you like pin it.
Were you in Florida?
Yeah. Does this sound like a Florida thing?
Yes.
I feel like that's what? The only place that would have worms that big. I'm still, that my mind is reeling.
I know. I didn't know that that existed. And I'm
other schools use like frogs or like cow eyes. Like, and you guys use some giant worms.
No, I found these big old worms out back.
We got a wriggler.
The kids.
These are called Florida wrigglers.
We're in the gym. We need 30 of them. There's 30 kids. We can't do 29.
Just cut in half. Worm gyms.
Keep oh, you turn into two worms?
Earthworm gym.
Earthworm gym.
Yeah. He gets the worms.
Oh, Jim.
So then, like...
What's inside a worm?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Just poop.
Really?
What's
the point of dissecting
it's like,
one?
It's like a hollow skin muscle filled with poop.
So they had you cut a worm, so there's like, you draw a line and it's like skin, and you draw a second line and you say poop, and then they get it. And then they're like, all right, I'm done, teacher.
Man, that poor worm. I hope that's all there was, because I feel like I'm doing it a disservice if I don't know anything else.
I guarantee that there's more in a worm than just poop. There's got to be like...
pee, too.
Like, yeah, there's got to be pee.
I think it comes out
there's got to be balls. How do they make more worms?
Where? Like, how else do they roll around so efficiently if they don't have little balls?
You cut them in half. They make new worms. I don't know.
Yeah, where's the like...
They do lay eggs. I don't think it's a live birth thing.
Well, okay, so one of them has eggs and one of them has balls, or they both have both?
Or one has eggs and one has poop? I don't know.
Man, I'm telling you, I was...
Kevin, you're going to have to walk us through this.
I was not a grace. Can you tell me more about your cow eyeball video?
I want to know more about the worms.
Yeah, you could use the worm as like the accordion to focus the cow eye.
That's a really...
Ooh, a camera made entirely out of animal parts.
Yeah, it's like intestine or something.
So yeah, it's not just the eyeball is the lens. It's every other part of it is also made out of skull.
I think that there's
skull.
Maybe some actual real products that are more animal than most people realize.
Are you talking like what, like that red dye that's made out of like crushed up bugs?
Yeah, oh, yeah, or like an outfit made entirely out of animals. It's just leather.
You mean like pants, but it's just the entire back half of a cow that you're wearing?
No!
You think that would work?
Yeah.
What about like pants, but it's like just a big monkey? The lower half of a big monkey.
You like, what's the like the mythical creature that has the like horse hooves on the bottom? And
I think
then
that's a pan, actually.
A pan?
Yeah.
That's what they're called?
What? No. Like, you know, the sprites, and they have the
well,
like
pan
the lower
is
half.
Pan's one of them, but the actual animal's called...
Like a shitty centaur.
Centaur.
Yeah.
Centaur. Yeah. Wait, centaur, right?
Well, the centaur is a horse,
yeah,
but it's like a whole horse. So what about the one where it's just like a human, but it's got kind of freaky legs? It's like the mermaid,
yeah,
but like a land animal.
Oh,
land
man.
Mermaid.
Land mermaid. Land mermaid. That's all
oh, right. That's it.
I still haven't gotten over the horse with toes. Let's not. I don't want
to... Is YouTube different now than it was when you were a kid? Does it feel like things have changed?
And is it worse or better?
Both.
More eyes now.
Maybe I was just less aware before.
Well, like in the stuff that like you were watching, right?
Yeah, who did you watch?
Like...
When I was little?
Yeah. Also, how old were you?
10.
10. And who are you watching?
Oh. Ryan Higa.
Ryan Higa.
I watched Fred.
Okay.
Unironically. Oh, wow. When I was 10.
Fred was good content. It was good YouTube content.
Annoying Orange.
Okay.
Classic.
That's like when I was little.
So that was like, those are your major influences?
Yes.
Okay, so I definitely, I have more questions now.
That was quality content. What happened?
So then, things got worse. Things definitely got worse.
I agree. I think we should go back to that.
Yelling?
Yeah.
Wait, Fred still makes videos.
He does.
Yeah, but the vibe is different.
Really? What is it?
Is it worse?
Damn.
Is it bad?
I actually don't know.
Is it
like
the same
audio
thing?
File?
Is he still yelling? I don't think he's yelling anymore.
I know Annoying Orange still does the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like you have described yourself as like, or I don't think you did. I described
as
you.
Yeah,
I described you as an artist where your medium was YouTube, but it's like that's different from anything else in history, because at least if you were like a painter or something, like you know that the canvas is always going to be like you paint on a canvas and it's like that for like the next 300 years. But it's like if you make a video on YouTube and they make like a policy change, like it could change from under your feet whenever.
Yeah, it's kind of scary and confusing.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to yourself?
Scared and confused.
It's what's it called? Stockholm syndrome.
I would buy that for all of us, every single one of us.
Confused screaming.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who did you guys watch before you started making stuff?
Annoying Orange, Fred.
Papa Furs, Colin Furs was like, for me, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I almost feel like it was high school. I don't think it was actually that early, but that's what it feels like. It was so, like, formative.
I watched all the YouTube boomers, like Kasim G, Shay Carl. Mm-hmm. I feel like I really have to go back. There's so many.
I watched a lot of like animation stuff.
Yeah.
All the stick fight animation.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like Red versus Blue, like Machinima.
Right.
Freddy W.
Oh yeah. Corridor.
Like when sort of their main channel was just Corridor. Like that was a huge channel.
Yeah.
Salad Fingers.
Oh god. I hated Salad Fingers.
Yeah, I did too.
Why?
Do you remember Foamy the Squirrel?
No.
Which one was that?
Foamy the Squirrel was like this little squirrel, like a nihilistic little animated squirrel.
Was that like on Newgrounds?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, this is bringing up big repressed memories.
Yeah.
No. I remember for a while there was like this big thing where it was like stop motion blue guys. Do you remember those?
People. Yeah.
I don't remember
blue
that.
Clay people.
They were very like kind of like... like round and then rectangular, like they're very blocky.
Yeah,
like
it was like shitty Gumby. Like yes. I mean, exactly what would happen if
shittier Gumby. Some,
yeah,
you take that back.
Shittiest Gumby.
I have not
sorry,
thought about
Gumby, if you're watching.
Sorry,
this.
Yeah, sorry.
And the horse. The horse is feeling.
Oh, I feel bad for the horse. Yeah.
Gumby and his horse. This is unlocking a lot of, like, I haven't thought about this sort of stuff in a long time.
I feel like I was on a different
Gumby
side of YouTube.
I can hear my parents yelling in the background.
Do you guys remember Mr. Bill?
Yes.
That's some old, so what? I think he started off as like a Saturday Night Live skit, and then he turned into like his own show for a while, and it was just this little clay guy. And he would always get like mangled or destroyed in sort of like the worst way. And the punchline to every skit was just, he would go, "Oh no!" And then like the other character was just a hand named Mr. Hand or something. He would go, "Mr. Bill!" And that was it.
God, I feel like I remember this, but
remember,
I cannot
remember
picture
Mr. Bill?
It.
He was like had yellow hair and a red shirt. Yeah, if you Google him, you Google a picture of Mr.
The
Mr.
Scope?
Bill.
Of making content is so much higher now.
It really is.
I feel like you could just sort of do something weird and artistic back in the day and it would be entertaining. And now it's like everyone's doing so much crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That the bar is like like we're...
Do you guys think it's harder or like different to get started now than before?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Super, yeah.
I mean, why do you think like we're still relevant? God, like... Why?
Why do you think there's nobody who's like 20, like early 20s doing the science stuff? Like we literally came in, we were like 24 or 20, and then it's just we sort of came up, and then like there was nobody behind us. It was like
I actually have no idea.
I mean, there's that Tyler Bell kid.
Yeah, I like Tyler Bell. Yeah.
Like he's kind of up and coming. But like
Michael was young, but they're sort of like it's kind of weird because it's like all of us are the same age.
It is kind of bizarre, though, how it's like there was like a cohort. There was literally like a cohort of people who make things and then not really like one after.
I think it's like a 10-year cycle kind of thing,
yeah,
like a cicada.
My theory is that there is like there's a group of kids that are like in high school or something right now, and in like a few years, they're just going to eat all our lunches. And then you'll be watching their podcast.
I think so, too. Because, you know, it's like what we did to Mythbusters, and they're going to do to us.
The cycle continues.
You mean what Alan did to Mythbusters?
Yeah,
what you did
to
Mythbusters.
They did it to themselves.
Soiled it! soiled it.
There, I remember seeing the comments to like the when the Mythbusters the Search trailer came out, and like people, their reactions were so, it was intense. There were people, they would say like literally the Harry Potter quote, like, "How dare you stand where they stood?"
Jesus.
That must have been nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. I don't know, the whole time I was like, I don't know, fuck you guys. If you can be here right now, you'd be here right now.
They honestly, listening to them probably was the best advice you could have taken. Yeah.
How dare you? I don't know. I just kind of do.
Did that show like actually?
I'm glad I didn't.
Mythbusters keep going.
They got
in the same
almost
way that Keeping Grandma on Life Support keeps her alive.
Okay.
Anybody that worked on Mythbusters want to come on our podcast?
I was excited for it at the time, but the only reason I didn't do it is because I didn't have the time. They wanted like a 4-month thing.
Yeah. They did deny me.
Yeah. They got almost an entire season, a new season of Mythbusters out of it, but they actually never aired the last two episodes. I think it went really badly. The funny thing is, it's like, if they had actually stuck to their guns, I really think that like after like a season three, if they had like been able to deal with like 3 years of shit, I think people just would have
gotten three more years of shit.
Yes, exactly. They could have gotten six shits in a movie out of it, I think, if they had stuck to their guns.
I definitely like kind of agree, not like the sort of stand in their place, but it just sort of seems like a very kind of big business thing to do of taking a show that ran its course and like trying to keep it alive.
There's no reason not to talk about it now, but like when they were discussing like the show, when we like signed up for it, I think like the first like trailer of like apply to do this, the name was Search for the Next Mythbuster.
Yeah.
And then once we got to it and they started like production, it became Mythbusters a Search. And that change in title was literally just because they said that the way that like DVR recording works, that as long as the show started with the word Mythbuster, people would still record it because it would look like
the
original Mythbuster
people
show.
They were literally setting people up for disappointment.
Yeah. So it's like the whole point was it becomes Mythbusters the Search, not Search for the Next Mythbuster.
Mythbusters the Search for the original show, not whatever this shit is.
Specifically so that people, it would end up in front of people.
Did it work?
No. No, I mean, it did once, and then everyone was furious.
And we're like, exactly why.
Like, what the fuck is this on my TV?
They see the numbers, like, we're saved, and we're going to have a good season. And then the next numbers come in, like, oh, no. Yeah, I think that the internet has done very bad things for TV.
It's like this stuff, like, look at the kinds of things that, like, people are able to build and make on YouTube right now. It's like even something like James's Power Loader.
Yeah,
you could never do that in a TV show.
It would cost a fortune.
Yeah, I mean
it'd take too long and nobody would understand it.
And that's like basically what happened for James. It was like it took a fortune, it took a long time, but it's like the whole time he could decide to keep doing
it. Yeah, he still did.
It wasn't like a TV producer going like, "Oh, this isn't really worth it."
Yeah,
and James like, "No, I want a Power Loader."
I mean, that's honestly like what makes those videos great is sort of just not listening to what, you know, I would say like a person who would be controlling the money to let you do things would absolutely not let you do it, and which is probably the right answer, but it's also like long term the wrong answer because it kind of builds a bad vibe of like we only do things that are like profitable or affordable.
Like you don't think we could have like pitch a late night interview show that's set in a literal dumpster?
Yeah. Well, you see, this is the filler material for the videos that we make that lose money that bring more people in.
Yeah, it's like this is good overall for like
just
a power
keep saying
loader.
Nice things about
power
it.
Loader is good.
I'm working
overall. It's a bad idea at the time, but it's a cool thing to have.
I mean, also the Power Loader, isn't it just the fact that James wanted to do it that like makes it better?
Yeah,
like a better video.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just like a little unhinged. You're just kind of doing things you want to do. I mean, you know, that's I think like what people probably watch these videos for. I mean, not this.
Because like if they had random people who are hosts do it, Yeah. It could be the same content. It'd be a lot worse. Just because, like,
because it doesn't
they don't actually want to do it
around James a lot more than
it's like this dude who does a thing, and that thing is kind of crazy, and they don't really care if it makes money or not. Like, the audience doesn't care. They just see this guy doing the thing he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they can figure out how to, you know, make the money back doing other stuff.
Do you ever think that, like, do you think anyone in any part of, like, a military somewhere ever references certain videos? Like,
I think so.
There's some stuff, like, Jake's done some stuff that is, like, essentially, like research level shit.
Yeah.
That he just kind of puts on the internet, and it always makes me wonder, like, somebody is seeing this and seeing a lot of, useful data.
There is, I think, like...
Like what?
Like the, I mean, you know, the flying like Iron Man thing, and like, you know, he's got this web shooter thing coming up, and like...
Have they ever said anything? Has he ever gotten any, like...
No,
well,
but
that's not how that works. It's like... It's like you do something that then someone maybe doesn't think was possible, never would have been able to test, and they see it and they're like, oh, this, that kind of works, so maybe we can do this, or we can do that. Like
they might want to expand upon it, or they're like, oh God, people can do this now.
The way I would describe like building stuff or inventing stuff is just connecting dots. Mm-hmm. Right, and I think there's like some AI that can like read research papers, and it can sort of try to connect dots that will be connected by people in the future, where it's like, what are topics that seem to kind of align, where it's like, it's almost like you have a big puzzle, and it's like you have these paths that you can connect, like, oh, this is something about like thermal expansion that leads to something about a material property that leads to something about like a silicon, like a MEMS thing that leads to this. And it's like, if maybe somebody will find that path, but it's like all these people that individually know something, if they knew the entire thing together, you'd be like, oh, I can put this here and put this here, put this. And so by watching stuff that like Jake does, or even like, you know, any of the stupid stuff that we do, somebody might kind of be like, oh, that you could do that.
It's like this group could do this a lot better if they only knew about this invention from this group.
Right. Like when I got this Moldorama machine from this Disney Imagineer, like something I saw on it was DinRail. And I was like, oh my God, like that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I've used it for a bunch of stuff. And so it's like kind of slowly absorbing things. Like I don't use it to, you know, blow people up, but
It's just like, you know, part of the thing that's been happening, like, I think over the last couple of years is that, like, because the bar kind of keeps getting higher and higher, the things that, like, you sort of have to be able to do in certain kinds of videos, like, that are spectacle-based, it has, like you the rocket knife that you did, like, it has a shot that I think is, like, probably, like, the coolest fucking shot I've ever seen in a YouTube video, which is just the rocket, like, from one end of the screen to the other, and then exploding a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And it's, like...
From, like, right above, straight
up. I mean, there's some really useful information. You know, that is literally, like, there are, like, you know, grad students that would never approach that level of research in that video.
There is no way.
What is that research
that
for?
Alex's video about dropping weights from a drone didn't have some effect
on the
current
situation.
Some of the drone dropping videos you've seen recently on the internet.
It just, you know, if you are looking for a way to do that and you Google search it and Alex's video comes up,
but
it at least provides you with ideas, with, like, information.
Yes. It's like, just because you didn't invent math doesn't mean you can't spread the word of math.
I wish that there was like a creative mode or a god mode where you could like see like the context where all your audience is watching your videos.
Yeah, because where do you draw the line then?
There's no line.
There's no line.
No,
you
put
it out.
It's
just not on
me, whatever.
It's not on you.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
We should ask Alex to see if the
you literally
the
can't prove
views
anything
of that video are higher in Ukraine.
Like
than...
you can literally look at the demographics over time and see like where the views are coming from over time. I wonder if he's ever done that.
You know, he 3D printed that thing. Now on Amazon, you can buy like something that just snaps onto the bottom of your drone that like interfaces with the light already built.
That's cool.
Yeah. We should not be we're making it worse.
No. This
we're
is
making
all...
it worse.
Here, we're going to put an affiliate link to Amazon in the description.
No.
This drone dropping device for all your drone dropping needs.
Yeah. Click that. We get 1% of it.
Yeah, I don't care what you do with it. You're just prerogative.
I mean, have you ever talked about, like, sort of one of the first, like, conceptual incarnations of this podcast before? Of sort of like the
Michael?
Yeah, the idea of, yeah, like, you guys,
I think,
being,
we kind of did evil, like,
evil,
the minions
henchmen
of,
that,
yes,
have to enact ideas, yeah, of, like, the superior,
so, like, our boss, wow, is a, like, a super villain, and he, like, he'll kill our families if we don't,
oh, the babies,
make the baby killing machine, yeah.
And so the like, one of the first ideas for the podcast was this, like, structured thing where it's like every week or whatever we'd get some new insane idea of, like, you know, it's not our fault, right? So it's coming from,
yes,
the top.
The guy,
right,
who's going to kill our family if we don't invent a machine that can kill babies.
Yeah. So then it's like, then the discussion is, okay, well, let's say, like, no moral, all moral ethics issues,
yeah,
aside, what would you have to do to kill every baby on Earth?
Probably a drone. I mean, I can tell you what we came up with. It was a drone with a camera, and you just,
oh,
train a neural,
babies,
network to recognize,
oh, yeah,
small,
only, okay, babies. For, yeah, whatever reason, we don't know what the whole plan is. We don't want to know, but boss is saying, we've got to kill every baby.
Or I'm going to kill your family.
Yeah.
So then it's like, you either let him kill your family or you build a machine.
I think that there's, like, there's some artistic way to do it. You know, like, all analog.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, neural networks and
Kevin's
drones.
I think Kevin's actually the boss who's telling, yeah, us to get
it. You know, it's so uninspired.
Yes, boss. Okay. I'm sorry, boss.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking, like, let's get some trapdoors.
Yes,
like,
boss.
Let's keep it old school.
How is a baby going to fall through the trapdoor? They don't go anywhere. They're in strollers. They're in baskets. They don't walk.
Ian, trapdoor.
Editor.
Editor.
Oh, we got a green screen. Oh, I just fell through a trapdoor.
I feel bad for
fall
the rest
to
do.
Ooh, how about a foam pit with one layer of foam in it?
The foam blocks are held in place with spikes, though, so it's okay. You can get away with one layer because they won't move out of the way.
God, holy shit. Oh my god, what an oversight. I could not believe they didn't put spikes in the pit.
Classic henchman move.
Anyways, our solution was drones.
To kill every baby.
Yeah, we watched that back and I was like, this could be an episode, but maybe like the 100th episode. I don't think you can open a podcast with that kind of an episode.
So it has to, like, ramp up.
Yeah. Maybe for the 100th podcast of Safety Third, we give ourselves the same prompt and we have to come up with a machine. I say, 100th episode, we have Michael back.
Yeah.
Can we write this down? And we do that same prompt, but because we've been doing this long enough and people sort of take for granted that we have brain damage, we can maybe get away with it.
I have a garbage bag filled with photorealistic silicone babies.
That's
if
perfect.
We want to,
that'll,
like,
be like good visual aids. That'll help sell to the audience,
yeah,
what we're being told to do by our boss, who,
yeah,
behind the scenes is us.
That's supposed to be the twist for the last episode. Yeah. You, yeah, find out it's just us in different costumes,
yeah,
up there.
It's you with a hat.
It's, yeah, it's us with a hat and a beard.
That's like the shittiest costumes we could. The shittiest supervillain costumes.
By the way, did you know that the higher end photorealistic silicone babies that you can buy, they come with a perfume that smells like baby.
Oh god, what is,
wow,
this? Is this like a, what do they sell them for?
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of weird reasons why you would want that.
Why did you look it
what's
up?
What's your weird reason?
Well, so I was looking for I was trying to remember exactly why. It was for a vaccine gun, and so those were the babies,
yeah,
were the targets.
It's like, yeah, of course.
And for some reason, I don't remember why, I just felt like I wanted them to be as realistic as possible, and so I ended up spending like hundreds of dollars on.
Is it just like in a box?
They're in a garbage bag. I keep them in a garbage bag.
That
they're
is
in
terrifying.
My closet.
Least insane photorealistic baby enjoyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Because, like you know, some people, they kind of treat them as if they're, like, real babies.
Oh,
and I think,
you know what?
I think some of it's, like, a therapeutic thing, actually. Like, if they lost a baby. But some of them are just fucking
people have,
weird.
Like, full
some of them are just fucking weird.
I think we stumbled across something like this looking for, like, life-size, like, child dolls. We were looking for... well, so we haven't actually... This video is still in process. We essentially needed a human analog. The problem is that the full-size dolls are expensive. It's like, okay, what do we get a
smaller?
Why
not a child?
So it's like, yeah, like, you know, and it didn't need to be real or anything. The problem is when you start looking for, like, full-size child dolls, you start getting, like, the real ones. And then that was like a rabbit hole, like looking at the reviews of like, what are people buying these for? Because I just wanted like, you know, like imagine like a really tall American Girl doll kind of.
Yeah.
Not like a realistic.
Do they come with perfume that make them smell like real children?
I'm not sure I was able to read far enough into the description. I was just trying to find the cheapest one.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know what is in the like the thing they spray on those things, but I cannot describe it in any other way than when you open the box, it smells
open
like a baby.
Open the trash bag.
You start laughing.
It smells like a new... They have a smell.
Have you ever smelled a newborn baby?
My brother. Okay. My brother, yeah. And he had a smell. A baby has a smell.
Or did your brain just know what it was?
Yeah, it's like a caveman monkey thing where it's like baby smells like baby.
Okay, pick
who
two
developed
smells across
that smell?
Two smells.
I don't do you, some I mean some perfume artists because they can recreate any smell or whatever. I don't know. And so they made a perfume that smells exactly like a
Is it like newborn babies? Like Pop-Tart crossed with freshly mown lawn? What are we talking?
It's like it's kind of like it's
vomit mixed with poop.
No, it smells good. That's a
poop mixed with more poop.
If you were a caveman and you like you know delivered this thing that only cried and shat and made your life miserable and it didn't smell good, I think you'd abandon it, right?
So it's like a one redeeming quality.
The babies that smell good,
it smells
they survived,
good,
and the babies that didn't smell good, they'd leave them in a ditch.
Yes,
that's fair.
Makes a lot more sense. Then I think it has any right to.
And so a newborn baby smell, it's almost like I don't want to say sweet because that feels weird to call
it
sweet.
Feels like I'm at the foot of like a restaurant in an open flame. And in the morning, I'm roasting a baby.
But it's almost like a fleshy floral new car kind of smell.
That was way more than two.
Yeah, I.
So babies smell like new flesh. Cars and flowers.
Like flesh and
yeah,
cars.
What does
like
flesh
a Toyota.
Smell
we're
like
talking
like
a Ford.
Like a fleshy
new car smell, but it's like it's human. Coming off of like a fresh steak or something. Like and it's also.
I don't like
comparing
babies to steak.
All I can think of, I mean, I'll let you smell it the next time. Actually,
I'll pull out my garbage bag for some babies and I'll spritz them.
Well,
with
where
my...
are you supposed to keep them? They're not shaped normally. It's like they don't fit
like
in a box.
Like a little animal crate.
They're shaped
like
babies.
Little cat carrier stuff full of babies.
I have like five of them.
The
like,
arms like sticking out.
Out of the bag.
Yeah.
There's not. They don't really, they don't, like, they're not like hexagonal. They don't fit optimally in a bin.
You can't stack
well, that's what,
them.
That's what, you close the door
no.
really hard.
It's floppy. Because yeah. they're floppy. Mm-hmm. And so they keep them in a garbage bag. And it still smells like, you know, it'll always probably smell like a new baby in there.
At least it's better than smelling like an old baby.
Good thing they're fake, I guess.
I did kind of wonder, like,
God, this baby's a little off.
Like, it comes with the perfume already on it, but I'm pretty sure you can buy it separate. I do wonder, like, what the, if you, like, there's a cursed idea that I really like of trying to do, like, trying out pickup artist techniques, but like poorly. So like it's like making fun of the whole idea of that community by like trying to like
using
do...
it wrong. Kinda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so one of the things is like, you know, some people talk about like fucking pheromone perfumes.
Yes.
Like, what would happen if you put on the newborn baby perfume to smell like a newborn baby? Would women give you more attention if you smelled like a new baby?
That's terrifying. I think the answer is yes for some reason.
Yeah.
I think that there might be something there.
You think girls would talk to me more if I smelled
like
a baby?
I have a feeling that you're probably not the first person to explore the idea, but you would probably be the first person to publicly explore the idea.
You think some pickup artist somewhere has actually tried spraying like
if somebody has tried to sell a product like that, which I remember, like, was it the what magazine was in Popular Science?
Yeah, oh yeah, at the back of every magazine,
it was
pheromone
secret. It wasn't the Boy Scout magazine,
and it was like a girl
pheromone.
It was like a girl.
It was like a red ad, and had like a little vial.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I
really knew their audience, I guess.
Yeah, teenage boys.
The Boy Scout magazine.
I think it was Popular Science, but it could have been the Boy Scout magazine.
Picture this: you're in Starbucks getting your morning coffee, and you get a whiff of is that diesel?
A brand new Toyota Corolla?
Yeah, and you turn around, and there she is.
And flowers? My.
Wow. Is that machine oil?
Steak?
You smell like a lathe, girl.
I mean, it was a fresh steak, like a freshly cut steak where it's like kind of neutral, but like a little bit of blood maybe.
This feels like a really good like torture test for the women in our lives where we can really just
no ethics board.
No ethics board. We really need to come up with an experiment that I think we subject them to where they have to like pick.
Which one smells not the least?
Yeah, like which, like.
It's like new baby, like some kind of animal urine.
Like diesel.
Diesel, yeah.
And see, whistling diesel.
You do. You do whistling diesel.
Whistling diesel wins every time.
He was a chill dude. We met him briefly at the screening.
No, I like whistling diesel.
And I think that I wouldn't mind smelling like him. I don't know what he smells like.
I don't know what he
smells
like either.
But if we could distill it into a bottle and I spray it on my, I would wear whistling diesel.
I would definitely try.
Wait, isn't there, there's already a perfume called diesel. He could just easily make whistling diesel.
I would do it if I was.
Yeah.
I
whistling diesel. It's literally just diesel.
Yeah, it's just diesel.
It doesn't even say what it is. It just says whistling diesel.
It
and it comes with it's just like one of the Home Depot like spray bottles.
Dude, that would totally like be a marketing thing for like cologne for manly men. It comes in a fucking Home Depot spray
bottle.
That's
the only way they'll wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was like someone was making fun of me the other day because I was traveling, and so in my little like travel like toiletry bag, I have these wet wipes, and I didn't buy it specifically because they were named these. It was there, and it was
what, like dingleberry towels.
They were called dude wipes.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's close.
But they're just baby wipes.
Yeah. It's just baby wipes with branding that makes you feel more manly for using a little toilet on your butt.
Dude wipes.
If you're gonna wipe your butt with a little rag,
it smells
buy
like
buy a bidet for Christ's sake.
It smells like
if
Wolf Howl.
Dude wipes wants to sponsor this podcast, we'll cut that bit out. I'm sure it's good for traveling. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, okay. We're getting a serious.
Liberty's telling us to shut up.
Yeah, wow. Too much baby talk, I guess.
Okay, I think my
more baby talk.
I think my dog smells good. You know, I don't have a baby, but I have a dog, and I just think it smells good.
I think that you should not let her smell it. I think we need to do some sort of experiment.
You can't stop me. I will find the bag.
You'll sniff it out.
I don't know the
she
most.
She needs to know what it smells like. She can know when the experiment's happening.
I don't know the most tasteful way to ask this. So I mean, like, you know. Your boyfriend does agree that you look like Tom Scott.
It's little sister.
Tom Scott's little sister. And that was like, you know, that was an idea that kind of put forth. So if we kind of like have this idea of like maybe you would like him better if he smelled like a newborn baby, maybe he'd agree with that also. I'm just saying that he seems like a very agreeable person. Mm-hmm. And then you can't avoid, if that's him doing it to himself, you can't get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that out there.
We're going to give him like 5 bottles of cologne, and like some of them are going to be controls and some of them...
Can we put cameras in your apartment?
And you're going to go on like 12 dates, and you have to rate each date on a scale of 1 to 10.
They're all the same.
Zero.
Wow, I
Zero.
Wonder what's happening.
This is a good date, but he smelled like diesel fuel. Yeah.
We're going bowling again.
Like, I had a fun time, but you smell like a baby. It's actually a huge turnoff.
I'm not sure this is gonna work.
Adam's in the corner with the camera. Oh no. I feel like it'd work better for guys.
For women to wear perfume that smell baby. like a new car smell.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't think
like
guys
campfire.
Would care what the
they
girl
wouldn't
smells
know.
Like. Yeah.
I feel like they would know subconsciously.
I think
you get a car guy.
A car guy and get a woman that smells like
that
a new car smell.
Instant.
Like
that would
right
work
fire amount, in the distance.
You can
smokeless
bias. You can like subconsciously bias.
Yeah.
Where there's like some kind of weird kind of like comforting smell.
Just whatever the other person likes. So if they like cars, it's new car smell. Mm.
I bet you can buy a spray with new car smell in it. I'm sure you can. Yeah. And
Justin's just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Hold still. This is like, ow, my eyes sting. Like, I'm really racking my brain right now trying to think how we do this baby smell experiment.
I have a guess as to the outcome. I think it's just going to be that I don't think any of those smells are going to be good smells for dates.
I think that a subtle amount can have a positive influence. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm pretty sure that if you can just have like it's like not enough to recognize, but enough to have like a slightly kind of like comforting or like kind of caring effect where it's like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like you can't, it's not a cheat code. It's just a buff.
You're hacking their brain.
It's like a, what's the Pokemon where you get like PP plus? You use like a spray or you use like a tail whip. What are the attacks or the things that like buff your?
I think, like a potion.
How do I buff my PP?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I always smell faintly of PP. So I think that's...
Yeah, but you need to smell like buff PP.
Like Lear.
Lear, yeah. To like lower their PP.
Yeah.
You actually think that if there was like a subtle, unnoticeable newborn baby smell, that a woman would feel more comfortable on a date with that, just like barely, subconsciously registered.
I feel very strongly that this is worth an experiment.
Would you release this information into the world?
I think so. As long as I can, you know, get a video monetize and make money on it, then I don't care how people use it. Thank you, everybody on Patreon who pays money for this shitty podcast.
Wow, really just telling it how it is, huh?
If you want to see more of this shitty podcast, you can support us on Patreon.
These are our shitty supporters.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
There's people now on screen?
Audrey, can you grab one of them?
Look, there's one right in front of you, Audrey. Grab it. Yeah.
Now, put it near your foot. They like that.
Put it in your shoe. Shove that name in your shoe.
Don't tease them. Just put it right on your foot.
Put it in your shoe. Yeah, there. Okay, now it's in.
Yeah, they're stuck in there until next time you're on.